Hello, and welcome to Carlson and Chill. My name is Courtney.
And I'm Andrew.
And I hope you're ready to talk today about some things.
We have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah!
And we've said that the last several episodes that we needed to catch up on things, but this time, it's for real.
We're back, baby.
We're back from Florida.
And it's great.
The weather's finally cooling down.
Ooh, yeah. The next, I think it said 10 days, we're supposed to get a back-to-back cold front.
It's been about a month since we've recorded, and we've had some hot days, and Florida was surprisingly the same temperature.
It's been a month?
Pretty much.
Oh, man. Sorry, guys. Andrew just gave me the look. He raised his eyebrows and looked into my soul.
Courtney has no concept of time.
I don't.
She just exists in the moment.
It's now or it's later.
It's now or never.
There's no in between.
There's never any in between.
So, yeah, we were in Florida living our best lives, visiting family and friends and all the things.
And we had a great time doing so.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was eating a Publix sub every day.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, Andrew for sure ate a sub every day.
And they had new options.
Oh, yeah. Like their fancy new bread.
Yeah, they have a new bread option called soft bread. And it's soft.
No way. Was it soft?
It was.
Whoa.
That was a common complaint that I have heard from several people about Publix bread is the ingredients are good, but the bread is not chewy. Like, it's very rough. And Stelly wants to join us today.
Stelly wants her dad so bad.
Come on.
Come on, Stelly. Come on. Oh, is she going to do it? Jump up, Stelly. Yeah. Whoa.
All right, Stelly has now joined the podcast.
She's sitting on Andrew's lap, and you may hear her.
Marley's going to be upset.
And Marley will not
You can
be
hear
happy.
Her clicking angrily in the background. She will probably rub the microphone.
So, yeah, the bread at Publix is real crusty. So they have this new soft bread, and it was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, she's gone. Sorry, guys. That was our guest test. Guest test? What am I trying to say? That was our guest, Stella. So, yeah, we ate a Publix sub every day. We went and got coffee multiple times.
Yeah.
We saw almost everyone we wanted to see. It was great.
We did.
And it was nice.
Before we left from Indianapolis, we got to hang out with Evan's mom and dad. And we had a really great time with them.
Hey, Mike, here's your shout out.
So now we get to spill all the tea from Evan's parents' house.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
It was. We had a lovely dinner with them, and we got to learn a new game.
Yeah, a new card game. It was called Shwoop.
It's called Shwoop.
And Andrew dominated at it.
It was a really fun game, and the great thing about learning Shwoop before we left is we got to, like, tell all of our family about it, and we taught it to them, and it was really fun.
I feel like it was one of those nice, you can, like, pretty much turn your brain off for most of it. I mean, there is a little bit of counting, but besides that, you just, like, go around, have a great time. It's easy to pick up. It was a great game.
You better watch your back, Euchre, if that even is your real name.
I still don't understand you, and it's been a year.
It's been a year, and you're still confusing.
Shwoop, yeah.
Shwoop for the win. Shwoop for the whoop.
Whoop.
We were also introduced to pickleballs.
Oh, yeah, and it's not what you're thinking.
Or is it?
Or is it? It's not a fun sport that's easy on your knees. It's a spherical ball that is pickled flavored, like a cheese ball.
It's like a cheese puff, but it's pickle flavored.
Oh, they're so good.
They were really yummy.
Shout out to Mike again. Thanks, Mike.
And Mike introduced me to my new favorite flavor of LaCroix.
What is it?
Limoncello.
Cello.
Limoncello.
I don't know. LaCroix still tastes like static to me. Sorry, all you LaCroix lovers.
But it's a really nice flavor of lemon and vanilla. And it tastes like the whipped lemonade I've been making.
It's all right. It's not the best.
You're not the best.
Hey, take it back!
All right, I've officially taken it back.
All right, thanks. Yeah, so we got to learn a bunch of new things, try a bunch of new things. It was great. We had a great time. And they were super nice and let us park our car there. So thank you.
Yes, we really appreciate your hospitality and letting us leave our car at your home for like 10 days.
Yeah, that was the best. Thank you so much. And then we went to Florida.
Yeah, flight was all right.
It was great.
We packed really light, which is a first for me. I usually have to take a suitcase because of my big clothes, but this time I just took a backpack and was able to go through without any extra check-in fees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We traveled pretty cheap this time. And
the only kicker was it made it difficult because we max packed on the way down and we brought stuff back with us. So how do you pack on top of a max pack?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I offloaded some stuff. I brought down some stuff to my sister and to Andrew's mom. And then I kept putting things back into my bag because people were giving me things or I bought stuff. And I was like, oh, it's fine because I packed stuff and I got rid of it. So I'm fine. But I think I accumulated more than I brought down.
Our giant bag of popcorn begs to differ.
Oh, yeah. We had to go get popcorn. And that took up about 30% of my bag.
Listen, they knew that we were coming down because right before we left, I got a random notification, like a text message out of nowhere that said, Wild About Popcorn is having specials on Wednesdays where you get double points. And we had not been there in over a year.
And you know we went on Wednesday and got those double points.
We definitely went and got those double points, baby.
For the famous pickled popcorn. More pickles.
And it's so good.
Oh, so good. I was eating it in bed last night.
So we got Sour Patch Kids, which they toned down on the sour.
Yeah, they did.
Which we greatly appreciate.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt my tongue anymore. It's beautiful.
And we got some confetti. And yep. Pickle popcorn.
We ate that cornfetti right away.
The cornfetti?
It's called cornfetti. Because it's popcorn. Oh. You get it?
I just thought it was confetti.
No. So it's like different fruit flavor. Wow, my brain is going too fast. It's different fruit flavored popcorns, like candy coated popcorn. It's so good.
It's Sour Patch Kid popcorn without the sour.
Without the sour, yeah.
But or the kids.
Or the kids. Whoa. Hey. So we got double points, baby.
So, Courtney, what's your favorite dinosaur?
Let me tell you. When we hung out with my sister and my brother-in-law, niece, and nephew, my nephew is 4, and all he told Andrew and me the whole time was his conversation starter, hey, so what's your favorite dinosaur? And we would tell him a different one every time. And every time he'd go, yeah, mine's a velociraptor or T-Rex. They're carnivores. And he just went on and on. And then you give it a minute, and he'd ask you again.
He would. So, what is your favorite dinosaur?
I said it's either a Stegosaurus or it's a Triceratops.
Lame.
You're lame.
What's my favorite dinosaur?
Yours is something I can't name.
My favorite dinosaur is a
Plesiosaurus.
A Plesiosaurus.
I got it right before you said it.
Wow.
Nailed
it's
it.
Almost like I've said it every time, and you remembered right before I was almost. About to say
what does
it.
That one look like?
It's the water dinosaur that has flippers instead of hands.
Oh, that's frightening.
And it has a long neck. Yeah. So we had a really great time with family. We did a giant puzzle. Well, I did a giant puzzle.
Andrew did 90% of the giant puzzle. Probably 60%.
I did a huge chunk
of it. And Holly and I finished the rest of it.
So it's one of those magic puzzles, which I don't know if we've talked about before, but it's like a really, really challenging puzzle because the way that it's shaped, there's edges within the puzzle, so it's hard to just pull out edges and...
It's a crazy difficult puzzle, but they're a lot of fun.
They are.
And they make you want to not stop, like you have to do the puzzle.
Yeah, and there's like, once you finish the puzzle, there's a secret ending where you move the puzzle around and get like a hidden chunk of puzzle. Mm-hmm.
And me and my sister, we finished the puzzle right before Andrew and I left. And we're like, yeah, we finished it. But then we realized there was a missing piece.
There was one missing piece.
And we're like, are you serious?
Of a little dragon.
And of course, it's like, oh, I finished the whole puzzle and there's one piece missing. It was so sad. But she literally just texted me a couple days ago and said, hey, I found the missing piece. And it was in the box the whole time.
Mm.
But at least it's not lost.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we played lots of Swoop and... our nephew got to play his dinosaur game, and we also got to share Drink More Glurp with a lot of our family, and they really enjoyed that game, too.
The kids loved it.
It was really popular among the little kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a great time. They just were laughing so hard. It was so great to see everyone.
Yeah. We got to do a lot of catching up and have a lot of really nice conversations. Mm-hmm. I got to get new shoes.
Yeah, and got to see some old friends.
Yeah. My old coworker, one of my friends, he now runs a shoe store, and so we went to his shoe store, and I got to pick out some special shoes that fit just right.
Fun fact, he's the one that Andrew bought our last house from, and his wife is the realtor who helped us buy and sell our old house and our new house.
Yep. And so it's the first time that I've really worn a pair that's not New Balance because of my big stupid stompers. I always have to get New Balance because those are the only shoes that really fit my feet. But this time I got a pair of Brooks.
What size shoe do you wear, Andrew?
I wear a size 14. 4E.
4E. That's like quadruple wide.
I've got a big foot.
And I wear a size 11 and a half. Tell me our children will have giant stompers.
They're going to have giant hobbit feet.
No, not the hobbit feet.
Yeah, they're going to be all hairy and they'll walk around barefoot everywhere.
Oh, great. We're going to have those children.
So we went swimming at my aunt's house and that was a lot of fun. We didn't end up going to the beach and it rained almost every day.
Yeah, and to be honest, we were never really big beach people. I think we went two or three times while we were together the whole time. Before we moved, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't really enjoy the beach. It's nice, like, the breeze is nice, but it's very hot and can be very windy.
And stinky. And very red sandy. Tide.
Yeah.
And Andrew's skin also doesn't like the sun, so there's that.
Yeah, I'm also allergic to the sun. I have a condition called hemodermoglyphio.
Are you making this up?
No. I forgot
it's a real
the name
thing.
Of it. It's hemoderma.
Hemonumonumoaka waku aha.
It's a serious condition. And you're making fun of it.
No, that's the fish from High School Musical that they sing about. Okay,
yeah,
anyways.
Yes, I know exactly what you're singing about. I have sisters. I listened to the soundtrack on repeat against my will. I was forced to, thank you.
Sure, you were forced to, air quotes. Finger quotes, air quotes. Andrew just rolled his eyes at me.
I did not roll my eyes. I looked down.
That's what they all say. Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. You have a serious skin condition, and your skin doesn't like the sun, and that's why you're an inside boy.
So are there any other Florida escapades that you want to talk about?
Yeah, Andrew's mom threw us a little family party at her house. So we got to see a lot of Andrew's cousins and aunts and uncles. And that was super nice, getting to talk to everyone and eat dinner together and catch up. And it was great.
And my sisters were both there.
Yeah, we got to see little new baby.
We did get to see little new baby boy.
He was so, so cute. So stinky.
He was very stinky.
But he was adorable.
Yeah. We can talk about how much our hometown has changed since we last left.
Oh, man. There's so many new buildings.
Yeah. Winn-Dixie is now, they sold out and now they're all Aldi's.
Yep. So many new roads. So many new stores. There's a new car wash on every corner.
Every corner has a car wash.
There's a new Dollar General on every corner.
We also went through the worst intersection known to mankind. And they added three more lanes? Four more lanes?
Yeah, I don't even know.
That intersect with a road they built to the side?
Yeah, I think it's four. It's crazy. It's a diamond to help the flow of traffic, which my sister did tell me that during non-season months, non-season is the key point here, that she actually gets through Colonial a lot faster now than before because she comes from Lehigh.
Yeah. It's so crazy, though. Just, I was like, I don't even know where we are on the road right now.
I will say, if I didn't live down there and I was just traveling through, I probably would have passed where I needed to turn eight times because the roads are a little confusing.
It was basically like a 10-lane road and then like an 8-lane road built to the side of it. It was really crazy, really weird.
But I guess you gotta do what you gotta do. There's a ton of roundabouts now.
Yes. And, oh, while we were in that horrible intersection, Courtney got a new bathing suit.
Oh, yeah, I did. Fancy.
And it's
really
so cute.
Oh, thanks. It's really hard for me to find a bathing suit, and I don't like to shop for them online, especially now that we live in a small town because we have to drive 30 minutes to return it. So it's like I don't like to buy things and then have to return them. So while we were down there, I'm like, we're in Florida. I can get a bathing suit literally anywhere. And I found one, and it's great.
Yeah, not to, like, harp on anything. If you, like, enjoy two-piece bathing suits, that's good for you. But it's really hard to find anything that's not two-piece.
Yeah, it is. Well, and especially for me, like, I don't know. I guess they make bathing suits for shorter women because none of them are long enough. So they don't cover me fully, or, you know, like, no one's modest anymore, so the slits on the sides go, like, all the way up to your abdomen.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Or, like, it doesn't cover anything. So, honestly, I have more luck finding two pieces, but again, like, I don't like wearing those anywhere.
And the styles that they choose for two pieces now are really...
Those aren't very different. I mean, for a while, they had the cute high-waisted ones, and, like, they covered a lot more, and those were great. But now we're going, like, we're reverting back to wearing nothing, and so all the women's bathing suits cover basically just the very little spots that you need covered. Mm-hmm. And it's awful. So bathing suit companies, please do better. We want to cover things. Thanks, bye.
We want to cover things, and we want to have all the beautiful patterns.
That's right. We don't want no old lady bathing suits. Get them out of here.
Get out of here, Grandma.
We want the new cute stuff. Tangent over.
We also were able to go to one of our favorite pizza places.
Ooh, yeah, Bellissimo's.
Bellissimo's. And we went on a day where it was buy one pizza, get one half off.
Ooh, ooh. Andrew actually went without me. Where was I?
You were...
Was I with my friends that day?
You were with your friends that day.
Okay. Yeah, I went to go hang out with some girlfriends, and Andrew went with his mom and grandma and nephew to get his shoes, and they had a fun day out.
Yeah.
And so he said, I brought you back pizza, and I said, what? You do love me.
Yeah, it was a really great deal.
Mm-hmm. What kind of pizza did we get again?
We got chicken bacon ranch.
Oh, yeah, that was...
And buffalo chicken.
Yeah. They were both chicken?
Yes, they were.
Oh, they were delicious. We had some good eats while we were in Florida. Mm-hmm. You know, going back to just, like, where you grew up or where you are familiar with and going back to all your favorite restaurants.
And you know we went to Rib City.
They just hit right.
We went to Rib City, mm-hmm. and pizza, and Publix, and...
Coffee spots.
All the coffees.
Yep. That was fantastic.
And popcorn.
And popcorn. We even got to visit... We didn't get a chance to visit our church that we attended beforehand, but we visited the church that I grew up in so I could see more people while we were down there.
They were swarming around you like crazy. Like, as soon as Courtney walked in that door, she was, like, surrounded by, like, a small crowd.
I attended that church when I, like, started fifth grade, so I pretty much grew up there.
And I was just in the background waving my hand like, hi, I'm here too.
Yeah, so it was fun to get to see everyone, and we got to sit next to my best friend and see her baby too, and everyone has new babies now.
Yeah, we got to see all the babies.
It's great. So one of the last nights we were with my sister, we spent the night, and then while my sister and my brother-in-law took my niece to swim practice, we stayed in the house with the four-year-old, and it had been a long day, so Andrew's like, oh, I'm tired, you know, I'm just going to sit here and take a nap on the couch real fast. I said, okay, go ahead, like, no one's here, so just go ahead and do it. So Andrew fell asleep on the couch, and I was on the other side of the couch with my nephew, and we were doing this, like, little sticker book where he could make animals out of stickers, and we were going over all the shapes, and all of a sudden on the other side of the couch, Andrew goes, and he is snoring so loud. And my nephew looks over at me, and he goes, oh, Uncle Drew is snoring. I'm like, yeah, he is. He's loud. And then he starts laughing and goes, oh, he's so funny. And literally every time Andrew would snore, he would just go, oh, he's funny.
I am pretty funny, to be fair.
And it was precious. I was like, oh, it was just pulled at my heartstrings.
You're his best.
That's his other thing. He goes, you're my best. Not best friend, not best aunt, just best. Which I'm pretty sure Andrew is now his best.
Yeah, I definitely took that title from you after I introduced him to Jurassic World Lego game. And he called it Squid Game, which I don't think he's familiar with the Netflix hit TV show. But he meant drink more glurp.
Yeah, it was funny. And I think my niece and nephew love Andrew more than me now. So Andrew is now in the running for the title best. And I'm chopped liver. But here we are.
You went from best to second best.
I did. I went from best to last.
No, just second best.
I did tell my niece. Or was it my nephew? I don't know. I told one of them. I was like, hey, I'm your favorite aunt, right? I'm pretty sure it was my niece. She's 12. She goes, yeah, you're my only aunt. I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm your favorite. And she just looked at me and rolled her eyes. I'm like, no, you're a teenager now. She used to love when I asked her if I was her favorite. Not anymore. Now I'm just the weird aunt.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, I'm still fun uncle, so.
Yeah, you are. You'll always hold the title of fun uncle.
Always and forever.
Yep. So, yeah, Florida was pretty good. It was good to us. We had some great time. We chilled a lot.
Yeah, it was a very relaxing vacation.
Which was nice. And Andrew and I both talked on the way home, like, just how full our hearts are and how great everyone was. And just getting to, like, relax for a little bit and see everyone and not really be rushed.
Yes.
It was nice.
Those are my favorite kinds of vacations. Just the ones where you can just, decompress.
Yeah. Which is what I kind of think we needed.
Yeah.
So.
And thankfully, the flight back didn't have any issues. There was a minor delay, but it was only like a half hour.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't too bad. But, oh, yeah. I got real nervous at several parts just because there was so much turbulence. And then, like, we descended. And then, like, all of a sudden, the airplane shot back up. And they're like, oh, sorry, like, we have to fly around in a circle because, like, we can't land just yet. So, like, we were going so slow, and then we just sped up out of nowhere. And I was like, what's happening?
And you had a friend flying to Florida, didn't you?
Do what?
You made a friend.
Did I make a friend?
There was a little boy next to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Man, I feel like this has been forever ago.
It was a month ago.
Yeah, there was a little boy who was sitting in the window seat, and his grandma was sitting in the aisle, and I was at the end. Or in the middle, and I was in the aisle. And he was just like, he was ready. He had his iPad, he had goldfish, he had headphones on, he had a blanket wrapped around him, he had his PJs on. He was like maximum comfort level. And his grandma was like, I think he'll be okay during the flight. And I just laughed. I was like, I think so too. I think he's pretty good. But then at the end, he started telling me all about his dead grandma and grandpas, and it got a little weird.
Oh, man.
He was maybe like 5, 6.
Yeah, and then he commented on my space shirt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Andrew's like, this is a video game. And his grandma leaned over to me, and she's like, we don't talk
about
video games.
Don't say the V word. Don't do it.
We're like, oh, just kidding. This is nothing. And then we walked away.
So that was about it.
Yeah.
Florida, we had a great time.
We had a good time. Until next time, Florida. And I came home to my garden flourishing.
Yeah, talk about your garden. It's awesome right now.
It is huge, people. I was so excited. So at the beginning of the season, I thought I was literally not going to grow everything. Everything was like stunted and wasn't growing. I was like, what the heck is happening? Which people have told me it's been a wonky growing season, which I feel like has been every season low-key. But I came home, my cucumber vine was all the way across my trellis. My okra plants were huge. My tomatoes had so many tomatoes. I had purple bell peppers growing. Like, all my flowers bloomed. It was just amazing.
And do you have another acorn squash now?
Oh, yeah. I had an acorn squash, and now I have two on the vine. I did have three, but bugs ate one. So,
yeah.
I need to go out and tie it up. I might do that tomorrow.
Yeah. And also, remember when we went back to the past and told everyone about our beautiful hummingbirds that we met?
Heck yeah.
They've been coming back pretty often now, and now there's like two of them.
They're so cute.
We call them Little Zippy and Little Sippy.
Little Zippy, Little Sippy, and they are just adorable. I have a little birdhouse hung on the house that I'm secretly hoping they have a nest and lay eggs in, but I don't think it's going to happen. But they're so cute.
They are really cute.
And I love them. And I saw them drinking out my flowers in the back garden the other day, and I almost cried.
They're just the cutest little things, and they're just so cute zipping around and drinking through their little noses.
They are. And one, when I was walking through the backyard, zipped right by my head, and I heard it, and I swear, like, I thought a helicopter was right next to my face was going to land on me. They are so loud. I didn't realize how loud they were.
Yeah.
And then I, like, looked over, and it was already, like, way past me. I'm like, oh, that was a hummingbird. I'm like, man.
And your instincts think, like, it's a big bug.
I wanted to duck.
Wanted to slap it out of the air.
I did. But, yeah. Nature here is so cool. I mean, besides all the bugs. I don't like the icky bugs here. No. Now we've entered cicada season. Those big fly things that have been flying around. I found out that's what they are. Cicadas. Mm-hmm. The gnats are starting to come back. I've seen them a lot in the house.
The plagues have started.
The 12 plagues have started, so.
So when we got back to Indiana, we were able to have our big family photo day for our time capsule.
Oh, that turned out so good.
And we got a huge group photo taken in front of the church, and it turned out really, really good.
It is really good. I can't wait to get that printed and put in the time capsule.
Yeah, it went really well, and all the pictures turned out so great.
They did. I just wanted to cry. Can you see a pattern here about me crying? I wanted to cry when I saw all the people's photos, just because I'm like, they captured just everyone's, I don't know, just like likeness about them and their spirit. And everyone looked so happy. And I was just so thankful. I'm so thankful for everyone there.
Yeah. And we're able to look at everyone and be like, this is our family.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's a big family photo.
Even though I'm awkward and I don't talk to people all the time because I'm weird. I love you guys.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're so excited to get those pictures printed and put in the time capsule and getting the pictures of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they turned out really good.
Yeah. Shout out. They might be used on our Christmas card this year.
I mean, yeah, they easily could.
Mm-hmm. So last week and this week has been kind of crazy. A lot going on in a good way.
Yeah. In a not so good way. But yeah, last week was really crazy.
Yeah. So Wednesday we had our back to school luau.
We did. We got a bunch of decorations and we got a bunch of hamburgers and hot dogs. Mm-hmm. And we grilled them up and we played some really, really fun games with the students.
Yeah, we welcomed the 7th graders, right?
Yes.
Into the youth groups because we're 7th through 12th. And so we welcomed those new kids in. Everyone kind of got to know each other. We mingled. We played lots of cool games. Like Andrew said, all the cool decorations. We had a balloon arch. It was awesome.
Yeah, the three big games that we played were Rubber Ducky Ninja. Mm-hmm. Where each student had a rubber duck on the back of their hand, and the goal was to keep the duck on their hand and try to knock the duck off of their opponent's hands.
Yep, and last one standing won.
Yep, last duck remaining wins.
Then we played pool noodle soccer.
Pool noodle soccer was so much fun. There was a bunch of picnic benches, and the kids sat on the inside of two sides, and they each had different pool noodles and were trying to get the soccer ball down to their goal.
Mm-hmm. And then we played Human Battleship.
Like the board game, but human-sized.
With water balloons.
Yeah, that was really fun. We had reusable water balloons, which, by the way, I don't know if we've shouted that out yet. Reusable water balloons are so awesome.
They're cool. I don't get hit in the face with them.
Don't.
But besides that, they're awesome.
Yeah, it's because water balloons, they make them easy to, like, blow a bunch up at one time, but Bailey's such a mess.
And then your back will hurt the next day having to stoop down and pick all the pieces up.
A shout out to VBS.
Yup.
But yeah, they were mess-free, not pain-free. Had a little bit of an incident with a student who wasn't paying attention, just got decked right in the face.
Yeah, we're so sorry.
But it was a lot of fun. Basically, the students picked a spot and they had to stay where they were and they had to throw a water balloon over a tarp barrier and hope that they hit their target on the other side.
Mm-hmm. And if they hit the person, that person was out and it was the last person standing win. I was just gonna say, and then at the end all the kids were super excited because they got to throw the water balloons around at each other and they dumped water all over everyone.
Also true. We also got to commemorate our brand new pickleball courts that just got built.
Oh yeah, and the kids had a blast on them.
Yeah, so we have three new pickleball courts that are brand new, and they're really fun, and we're excited to be able to play pickleball pretty much whenever.
Yeah, I cannot wait to learn. It's going to be a blast. And I know there are some kids in this community who will play with me. Maybe I'll get in shape. Maybe I won't. We'll see.
But yeah, it was really cool just to, now that we have that available, Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, Wednesday was really fun. And then Thursday was a pretty crazy day, just getting things planned for it and working it out. And in the middle of the evening, I was in a meeting and Courtney was at a Bible study. Mm-hmm. And a huge fire just broke out in the middle of town.
Yeah, it was behind the church. And one of the moms came running downstairs where I was doing Bible study. And she said, "There's a fire next door. Everyone needs to get out." And we're like, what? And so we went running out. All the kids went with their parents. And sure enough, we looked behind and one of the like equipment barns that held some farming, was it farming equipment?
A wood chipper caught on fire and burned down a structure. They called it a structure fire.
Yeah, it was like a warehouse where they kept equipment and stuff at.
Yeah.
On a construction site, I think.
And there was a lot of old construction stuff, so it was a huge amount of fuel that kept this fire going. And it got really big.
Yeah.
Really quick.
Yeah, there were a ton of fire departments that came out, which shout out to all of them. We were so thankful for a quick and fast community. Most of them were volunteer firefighters, too.
Yes.
So we're so thankful for all of them.
Yeah, there were like three different towns who came over to help put out the fire.
Oh, there were like eight.
Oh, my gosh.
There were a lot. Yeah, it was a crazy amount of people. Someone put it all on Facebook.
On Footbik.
On Footbik. That sounds like a dirty word. But, yeah, so that was super, super crazy.
Yeah, and fire didn't get put out until like 2 or 3 hours later.
Yeah, and then it was still smoking for the next couple days.
Yeah, there were lights everywhere.
But talk about crazy times. But thankfully everyone was safe. A couple firefighters got overheated, but everyone came out of it okay.
No one got hurt.
No one got seriously injured, which praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we went to
Pinewood Derby.
Well, before that, we went to Holiday World on Saturday.
Pinewood Derby.
We got to hang out with Anna and Evan on Saturday, and we did Holiday World again.
Yeah, we went back to Holiday World.
It was much better this time around.
Yeah, there was a heat advisory, but it was not as bad as the first time.
Yeah, and thank goodness there was cloud cover almost all day. So it was hot, but not like I wanted to die hot, which was, that was last time.
Yeah, it was a nice day.
But yeah, it was super nice. We were there till like 7 o'clock. It was great.
So this time we got to ride a new ride.
What was it called, Andrew?
The Minotaur.
No, it wasn't.
The Wildebeest.
You can do it.
The Buffalo.
Do you know it or are you joking?
It was called the Mammoth.
Do you really not know that? Or are you joking? I can't tell.
I can't tell either.
Oh my gosh.
So
Apparently it's the largest water coaster in the U.S. Okay.
Continue. No way.
It was frightening. I was scared for my life.
Yeah. Compared to the Wildebeest, which is like a tube ride, but you're in like a row.
You're enclosed too the whole time. So I wasn't nervous about flying out of the tube.
So on the Mammoth, it's a round tube that seats six people, but you can be backwards in the slide. And I was backwards for half of it. And it was scary never being on the ride before, not knowing what was coming up.
Yeah, and I told Angel, I'm like, "You're a big baby." And then the last half of the ride, I was backwards. And I was like, "I understand now. This is terrifying." But there were several times where we would hit the like side or a bump and like go up to go down. And our tube was literally off the slide for a couple seconds. It was terrifying. I was like, we're going to fly off of this slide.
I feel like I enjoyed it more than Wildebeest, but it was definitely a lot of fun.
It was fun. And it kind of hurt my back a little bit.
There was one bump that genuinely was kind of painful.
It hurt. And I was like, oh, I'm going to feel that tomorrow.
We also got to try a bunch of new treats while we were there.
Mm-hmm.
I got to try the blue ice cream.
How was it?
It was really yummy. It tasted like an icy.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan, but it kind of had that essence of like a creamsicle vibe to it. And I'm just not a fan of that.
It was blue raspberry and vanilla.
Yeah, but it looked awesome.
We got to try the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash. That was good.
It was a Graveyard Smash.
It was a Graveyard Smash. I had Dole Whip again. Oh, so good. I, like, devoured it.
You had to, otherwise it would melt in the heat.
Yep. We had a soft pretzel, and Andrew had a cookie sandwich.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
And another cookie dough frappe.
Yep. We got coffees from the Perky Turkey. That's going to be our new tradition.
So last weekend, we went to Holiday World, and we also had our annual community Pinewood Derby! So this was our first time participating in it, and it was a lot of fun.
It was a blast. My car was triangular-shaped, painted like cheese, with a little mouse glued on top, and I called it the Squeak Attack.
So the derby car I made it look like a shark. And I called it Shark.
You need a better name. Try again.
So I made a car that looks like a shark, and I gave it teeth and little googly eyes, and I called it Jaws. Courtney wants me to call it Shark Attack.
No, I don't. Not Shark Attack, but something better. Those are just boring names. Shark and Jaws.
Yeah.
Name it something better.
Sharknado.
I'm so sweaty. So, Andrew, did you win?
No.
Andrew was the first to be out.
In the adult division, mind you.
Yeah, I made it to fifth place out of... How many do you think there were?
There was a lot.
10? 12?
I would say at least 12.
I made it, like, at least halfway up.
To be fair, I'm the one who cut your car. You just painted it. So it was technically
my car. So that's why I lost. Backfired. Anyways, no, it was a blast. There were a whole bunch of people there. We had good food, good friend time. It was fun.
Yeah, it was a really great turnout.
I loved seeing all the creative cars people made.
What were some highlights?
There was a jungle dinosaur car.
There was one that was Stitch decorated, like the Disney character Stitch.
There was an ice cream sandwich.
And a popsicle.
And there was one with a Barbie head cut off and glued to the top.
That one was... There was one that was just painted green and it said Lemon Lime Express.
Oh, yeah. And then there was one that just had weights on the top and it wasn't painted.
Yeah.
But they turned out great.
They did turn out really good. Yeah, it was really fun to see the creativity and the excitement as you're just one-on-one racing down, seeing who gets the faster car.
Yeah, I had the most fun decorating for sure.
We'll have to definitely make more time for it next year.
Yeah, not playing everything on the same day. I had Bible study on the same day that the cars were being made at the same time.
Yeah, and... We missed our second build day due to going to Holiday World.
So I was very rushed.
But Courtney's got ideas for next year.
Yep, I sure do. They're going to be cute.
And next time, she's going to end out. She's going to be the one that wins.
I'm going to do what? Ew, what is that?
She's going to be the one that wins.
That's right. Andrew's calling it.
I called it. So we're really looking forward to this next Sunday when we're going to be having our student-led service.
Yeah, we had practice for it this week, and it was great. I love seeing all the kids doing their thing, serving, preparing for what they're going to do.
Yeah, I'm really proud of them.
Yeah, and just to like see their confidence, like them build that too, that's really neat.
It was really nice to encourage one another and see the students encouraging other students.
Yeah, that was the best part for sure.
That's just the church we are a part of.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You're never too young to serve either.
Mm-mm.
No way, Jose. That's pretty much our week, our trip, our month, and a wrap-up. Andrew, I think we have some other big news we want to announce.
We do have some really big news that we want to share with everyone.
We are so, so excited about this little thing that we've been, it's not little, about this big thing that we've been working on for a while. And we are towards the end of the process now, and we wanted to come on here and tell you guys about it.
Yeah. So Courtney and I have started the process to acquiring our fostering license.
Yay! And we are almost there. In about 2 weeks, we'll have our license.
If everything goes correctly, we should have our license by then.
Yep, we have all of our paperwork done, our background checks in. We have pretty much everything good to go. We just need the last couple things, and we'll have a kiddo before we know it.
Yeah, we've been prepping our guest room to be our new kids' room.
Yep, it's been really, really exciting. A little scary, like all the feelings, you know, like never having a kid before, so it'll be fun. It'll be an adventure.
Yeah.
But this is something we've been wanting for a while. We're hoping that through this process that we'll get to adopt. That's where our heart, I think, is.
Yeah.
In all of it. We are so thankful, and we are really lucky to be able to help serve these kids where they are and to help them get through these difficult times. But we are also praying maybe for our little miracle baby in the process.
Yes.
So.
And we thank you for everyone who's been praying for us during this time, and continue to pray for us while we are in this process, that there will be a child who comes to us that God has sent our way.
Yeah, we are very, very excited. So we wanted to let you guys know that. We'll be announcing it to everyone pretty soon, and it'll be a great time.
Yeah.
We can't wait.
Hey, guys. We just wanted to take some time to thank you for listening to our podcast.
Hey, you make this podcast, so round of applause for you. Ooh, yeah, ooh, you did it, yeah.
We would appreciate if you would tell your friends about our podcast.
Say, yeah, I found this really cool podcast, and I know you would love it, so listen to it now or else.
Where can you listen to it on?
You can find it on Spotify.
On YouTube.
On Apple Podcasts.
On Pandora.
On iHeartRadio.
Or on the RSS feed.
Pretty much anywhere you listen to music or podcast.
We'll be there.
So give us a review, leave a comment, like our podcasts, and let us know what you want to hear about.
Hey, remember when we asked for embarrassing stories and still haven't finished that promise yet?
I have not gotten any more.
Courtney's really sad.
I'm sad because
it's been a month.
I want to live all of your guys' embarrassing stories.
So send your embarrassing stories our way and they might end up on the podcast.
That's right. And you can even remain anonymous. I'm that nice.
We won't tell anyone.
Back to the podcast.
Well, Courtney, do you have any recommendations for our listeners?
Recommendations. What have I been up to? Disney Dreamlight had a giant update. So,
who are the new characters added?
They are Joy and Sadness from Inside Out.
Whoa.
Yeah. So just started working on that. Super fun. Also, like I said, we've been getting our house together for foster kiddos, collecting things, working in the garden. We also been having a date night, and we played Mario Party with some friends the other day.
Yeah. And Courtney has never played Mario Party before.
No, I haven't. And we've been continuing it at our house and been having a blast. It is so much fun. Rage-inducing.
We have been playing Mario Party 5. But we also played Mario Party Superstars with Evan and Anna.
Superstars!
And I hope Evan's still not upset at me that I totally crushed him at Two Bit or Lose It.
He was a little sad.
Yeah.
He was a lot sad. But we made it through with friendships intact.
Mario Party has the tendency to do that. It can be friendship ruining. It can cause some quarrels. Because Courtney has learned very quickly that the computers are so unfair.
They are big old cheaters.
They will steal all your stars and your coins, and then, oh, they somehow ended up getting the star space before you did.
I do not like playing against the computers. It's not fun. It's way more fun with people.
Yeah.
But that's not true. I do like playing against the computers when I'm with you, but
one thing we've also started doing is we have the game play, the computers will all play against themselves.
And we'll eat our snackies and watch them play.
And we'll watch the computer play and, like, place bets on who's going to win.
It's so dumb, but so much fun.
Yeah, it's like, oh, did you see that Daisy has 6 stars now and Mario lost all of his?
We're, like, screaming at the TV, like, they totally cheated. They're not even trying.
Yeah, and it's really fun. So if you've never played a Mario Party, I wouldn't recommend a lot of the newer ones. Some of them take away the excitement and the skill and the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Mario Party Superstars would probably be the most modern recommendation. But if you have any older systems, definitely Mario Party 5. Or if you have a Nintendo 64, Mario Party 2.
Sweet. What about you, Andrew?
So before we went on vacation, I got a bunch of advertisements for RuneScape, which don't know what RuneScape is, it's a computer game that's been around for many, many, many years. I used to play it when I was in middle school.
He's actually talking about Night Simulator.
I told Courtney it was called Night Simulator because that's what she thought it looked like. She's like, oh, what are you playing? I'm like, it's Night Simulator. And she's like, oh, cool. That looks fun.
He's just straight up lying to me.
So
what a jerk.
I was seeing how far I could take Night Simulator.
He took it for like a month.
But I used to play it so long ago, and I had so many accounts made. But the one that I played on the most, I challenged myself, and I said, can I remember my password? And after all these years, I somehow remembered my login information and was able to log into my account.
Whoa. Oh, so you're actually playing on your old account?
I'm playing on my old account.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The last time I played, there was a bit of a resurgence about in 2014 was the last time I played.
Holy moly.
So, yeah.
That was 11 years ago.
I know. And that was the last time I touched it. Probably when I was getting out of college, and they split the game into two. So there's modern RuneScape, which is also called RuneScape 3. And then there's the older version, which they call old school RuneScape, which is the one I grew up on. And I've been playing a lot of that because you can play it on pretty much anything, computer, phone, or tablet. And it's really passive gameplay, where you can be working on progression without actually being like paying attention to it. Mm. So you can run it in the background and work on other things. Like I can work on getting videos edited or even work on answering emails and stuff and just have it on in the background playing it. And I think that's a genre I've really been enjoying lately, especially with games like Rusty's Retirement, where it's just kind of like on its own while you're watching videos or just working on other things.
You can multitask with it.
It's a very easy multitasking game because RuneScape used to have a lot of incentives to prevent that, but they took all of those annoying things out and made it really streamlined and easy. Easier. So it's really fun, and I've just been picking that up and playing it every so often, and it's still fun. For an old game, it holds up. So it's free to play, and if you pay a membership fee, which has increased, it used to be $5 when I was playing it growing up, and now it's like $12.
Oh, gosh.
But it is free to play, so there's still a lot to do even on the free version of the game. Mm-hmm. So RuneScape is still fun, old school RuneScape specifically. And if you want to add me, my name is Olimar X.
Yeah.
And as for other recommendations, I do recommend Shwoop.
Shwoop is a lot of fun. You need one deck for every two players.
Yeah, you just get a bunch of decks together and shuffle them up. It would be hard to explain the rules, and I don't really know.
Look it up online. I'm sure you could probably find it.
Okay.
Make sure you look up Shwoop card game, though, because who knows what might come up if you just type in Shwoop.
Yeah. I have one other recommendation. Mm-hmm. We completely skipped talking about it. When we got back to Indiana, we went straight to Trader Joe's.
Oh, we did.
And my recommendation is the wheat noodles, the wheat Thai noodles that they have.
Oh, my gosh.
Courtney added them to her famous bulgogi bowl dish, and now it tastes like beef lo mein.
It is just perfection. It is so good and so easy because the noodles are already cooked. So literally, I just make everything and throw the noodles in there to warm up, and it's done.
It's done.
It's awesome.
It's so easy.
And it's even better the next day because everything, like, soaks into the noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good.
We usually have it over rice, but now that we've had it over Trader Joe's noodles, it's never going to be the same.
And that stinks for us because it's 2 hours away.
It's like 2.5.
It's 2.5 hours away. So if anyone wants to send us Trader
Trader Noodles Doodles.
Some of those, we'll give you our P.O. box.
Yeah, send our noodles your way.
Ayo.
Send your noodles our way.
Trademark.
I said it backwards the first time.
You're so cute.
So that's pretty much all the recommendations I have for you.
Me too.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you, guys.
You know, one thing that I haven't even mentioned, we've done over 20 episodes.
Woot woot.
I haven't even acknowledged it. It's crazy to think about that we've gone on this long, but we really do enjoy talking to you guys and just sharing our hearts.
Mm-hmm. We took some breaks and pauses, but you guys stayed with us. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, Courtney, leave us off with something meaningful.
There's only one of you, so don't be scared to be yourself.
Nailed it. Hello, and welcome to Carlson and Chill. My name is Andrew.
I wanted to say it.
And Courtney wanted to say it.
Hello, and welcome to Carlson and Chill. My name is Courtney.
I wanted to say it.
Hey.
All right, start again.
And then put a little clapping noise in right here, like a yay from the audience.
I will.
Okay, perfect. You'll actually do it?
Yeah.
On the first day of Plaguemas, the bugs gave to me a gnat flying in my Christmas tree. There's no Christmas tree up, but I tried. Anyways, Andrew, stop giving me that look.
I was just wondering where you're going with it.
You're making me feel self-conscious.
I'm sorry I'm making you conscious.
Don't make me conscious. Bro, just say it. We can edit it out.
Well, if you're in the middle of saying something, I can't say it.
Well, that is much better. I could just restart what I'm saying.
I turn towards the camera. Women, right?
It's hot in here.
It's because I had to turn off the fan.
Pickles is probably dying in his house.
He'll be fine. You're also wearing a sweater.
I can't take it off.
Oh boy.
Yeah, say, hey, I found this really cool. I cannot talk today.